This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
You know, we talk a lot on this show about how things can go wrong in a trial or a prosecution of someone who looks very guilty, who all the evidence seems to point at guilt. But if there's a misstep, if part of the procedures along the way to prosecuting that person, if there's missteps that are big enough, can completely derail a trial, can completely derail a prosecution, can even sometimes set individuals free that otherwise should certainly be charged with a crime, but get off on some sort of bizarre technicality. And I think that's the fear that a lot of people are looking at right now in the case of Brian Koberger. Prosecutors have revealed that a police officer involved in Brian Koberger's case is under investigation by Internal Affairs, potentially impacting the upcoming trial of the Idaho murder suspect. Koberger, of course, accused of killing the four University of Idaho students. The officer is being investigated in a separate confidential inquiry, which has led to the submission of a notice of potential Brady Giglio material. Now, what exactly is Brady Giglio material? It's material and information that could possibly exonerate the defendant. Brady material is that, while Giglio material is information that could impeach the credibility of a witness, such as the officer in question. Protective order was granted by Latah County Magistrate Judge Megan Marshall at the prosecution's request to prevent public disclosure of the material, which includes personal records. The move aims to protect the integrity of the trial and prevent any issues on appeal, particularly in the death, if the death penalty is sought for Koberger, which it still is on the table. The obligation to disclose such material stems from two Supreme Court cases, Brady versus Maryland and Giglio versus United States. According to a former U.S. Prosecutor or federal prosecutor saying that the relevant material could be related to Koberger's case or information about the officer's past that might undermine their credibility as a witness at Koberger's trial. The material will not be made public due to the protective order approved by the judge. Prosecutors have not yet revealed if they plan to seek the death penalty for Koberger, who, of course, is charged with four counts of first-degree murder and burglary in the deaths of the four students. It's another bizarre twist in the story of Brian Koberger. What exactly this means? Well, it really could be almost anything. It could be absolutely nothing. It could be very relevant. The procedure to classify this information as potential Brady Giglio material is good. Keep in mind, though, the fact that they're doing this now is a way to protect the integrity of the trial itself. Otherwise, this material, if looked back on after the trial and is appearing to be potential Brady Giglio material, could be cause for a mistrial, could be caused for granting an appeal. It could be cause for many different possibilities that would benefit the suspect, Brian Koberger. So in some ways, they're just crossing their T's and dotting their I's. But we're all going to sit here and wonder until we know exactly what is this said material that is raising such a fuss.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
That indeed it is. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we follow for you right here. Get an ad-free version through Apple Podcasts right now. Well, check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.